This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
But how do you know it's David?
Well, I can tell by your voice.
Damn it. Got me again. So the screener dude was doing extra screening questions because of your crank calls. So
yeah, we've had dullards calling in tonight going on the radio. So
sometimes well, guess what? You still extra. Do.
What's on your mind, David?
Well, all kinds of things. But if I answer that question, then you would hang up on me because it would be more than one thought. So I refuse to answer that question.
All right.
You were talking about stuff relating to parenting, and you must have known that I was going to call on something else, and so you started that topic to distract me from what I was going to call about. Some interesting thing. Oh, first of all, and it ties into you were asking. You saw a picture of a dude's house in Norway, a millionaire dude, and it didn't. Actually, that's kind of funny too. If you look at the news, it says on one news feed it says millionaire, and another news feed it says billionaire, and then back to millionaire. So.
And a tycoon. Kind of this funny. One I'm looking at in New York Times calls him a tycoon. I would call this a split-plan ranch. I mean, this is a pretty modest house, two-car garage.
Right. There are some very wealthy people that live very modestly. That's how they're able to be very wealthy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, especially in Norway. And he's note that you know he's in Norway, so he's definitely he's
tax
a tycoon, not a tycoon without the T-Y because it's Norway. The in Norway, people are rather modest, and so just because they have money, they don't spend it to show that they have money, because that's, and believe it or not, that's how I was raised. I have I'm half Scandinavian, Norwegian, raised from, and that's the side I was raised by, with a little bit of German thrown in, and the other half was absent, and I can tell you that Scandinavians are not showy, pretentious people. Until they get to America, and then they adopt American standards, and they might start to show off a little bit. But in Norway, they don't do that, and so that would explain or answer the question that you posed on air. But tying into your parent thing, first of all, one thing I noticed is that there was a Barbara Greenberg, and you reported her as Greenberger at one point, but she is Greenberg.
Okay.
And then you discussed a Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. Mm-hmm.
It is Barbara Greenberg, you're right.
Right, and they're interested in having a say about other people and controlling other people in this society, right?
Because I don't know Greenberg, that Jonathan Haidt is about controlling other people. He's about explaining their behavior.
And in the case of Barbara Greenberg,
sorry,
she said that anytime a child is hurt physically or emotionally, in her opinion, it's abuse.
Yeah, okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Please repeat what you said about Haidt.
I don't think he's about controlling other people's behavior. I think he's about explaining it.
Okay, he's about explaining it. But in both cases, they're interested in having a say in a public, in the media, very prominent. In fact, Haidt, I believe, is a professor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the other one is a doctor, a PhD, the Greenberg one. And they want to have a say. They want to have a very public say in the media, on the news, about how other people should live their lives or explain other people's lives. And they both happen to come from a common background. They both happen to be Jewish, I believe.
Perhaps.
Right. Well,
I don't
perhaps.
Know.
No, I researched that they are. And that's
right.
It's a common thing. And before anybody nails me for anti-Semitism, I'm a Holocaust survivor in the form that my father was a toddler in 1939 Germany when his father managed to get my grandmother and the two youngest children of the family out of the country, seeing the writing on the wall, and shipped them to South America, saving their lives. Okay, so before
so
anybody
you're
wants
part
to
Jewish?
Go down the... Pardon?
You say you're part Jewish is your claim?
Oh, well, only by genetics, because I'm not a religious Jew, and my mother is not Jewish. And I have not, well, I already said that, I'm not a religious Jew, meaning I haven't converted to Judaism.
So okay? What's your claim?
So anyway,
some Jews are nosy?
Well, if you look, the population of, and this is in the context, I noticed
what would be
in the last
just,
decade.
Look, I guess whether it's a yes or no question is like, so I guess what would be the point if this were true, right? If some Jews
the
are nosy.
The point is what you were talking about. You're talking about our invasive, nosy government in your own words, both of you. Okay.
Yep.
Now I'm looking at who the hell is our government, and when I look in there at percentages, you know, if the population of Jews in America is 2%, approximately what it is. However, in our government and in our controlling industries, like these various therapists, lawyers, doctors, and all of that, they're what are they? 20%, 30%?
I don't know whether, a lawyer or a doctor is giving their opinion, and we're allowed to say things about it. So Barbara Greenberg is a family psychologist. It's like she's not a politician. So, you know, politicians, I don't think are terribly overrepresented.
If you go to the legislature, there are all kinds of non-politician that testify up there, that lobby up there, and
why don't they
the
become politicians?
NGOs. Pardon?
Then why don't they become politicians?
In some cases, it would be a pay cut.
Just like Eddie Aragon, the guy who owns the radio station Kiva here in Albuquerque, said on air, he has more power owning a radio station than he does as a politician. And these doctors and lawyers and all that, they find that they have more power and they make more money as a not politician going up and influencing the politicians and getting paid for influencing the politicians by either being media personalities and selling advertising or by getting paid directly
so
by whoever.
Do you think that it's a problem that Jews are overrepresented in these professions?
It is most definitely a problem because
why?
They're nosy. Pardon?
Well, go on.
For exactly the reason that you said, because our government is nosy. They're getting their noses where it doesn't belong. In the case of the father who happened to have his baby laying on his chest.
If I find a Jew, can I presume they're nosy?
You can do whatever you want. I, David Olson, presume that they are nosy because I see it every day. And beyond nosy, they go and get these so-called professional licenses. They go to universities.
They want to have a better life for themselves. There's no doubt that at the very least in this country, Ashkenazi Jews definitely percolate up to the...
How many professional licenses do you have, Mark?
None. Zero. I'm just barely Ashkenazi, though. Well, I am a talk show host, and I do have some influence. However, it's a thing among Jews, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be those kind of things.
Right. And
I don't think that means...
Fine. That's fine. But what they do is they take that, and then they try to control other people's lives using the degree and the license that they went out and got.
No more than
people try to control other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think psychologists probably do that.
Yeah.
And doctors probably do that. I mean, doctors don't want you to smoke. Psychologists all have their theory on how you can live a better life
and
be happier and all that stuff.
I see the police at the legislative hearings all the time.
Not a lot of Jews in the police department, right?
Yeah,
really?
One thing that's
interesting.
It doesn't pay enough. It doesn't have enough. A cop is not prestigious enough to be a valid Jewish profession.
Thank you for the call, David.
But one thing that's interesting is you see the heads of the police unions, you see the head of the Police Chiefs Association going in lobbying for all of these laws, and then cops turn around and say, we don't make the laws, we just enforce them. But your spokesmen go in and lobby for all of these extra laws, so yes, you are making the laws.
Yeah, when I go to the New Hampshire State House, and that's where I've spent most of my time participating in the legal process, I do not see a whole bunch of Jews there. I see just ordinary folks of all different walks of life, you know, being legislators and those kind of things. Now, that's unusual. It tends to be a lot of lawyers in the legislature, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen any evidence that Jews tend to be more represented as politicians.
We've got a lot of retired people and college students.
855-450-3733.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And
Daryl. You are free to call in and talk live here on the radio tonight. I want to tell you about SaveItPurse.com. SaveItPurse.com is a website that allows you to save between 5 and 30% on anything that you buy at Amazon. It's an interface between, the catch is you've got to have cryptocurrency to do it, but that's a big savings. If you want to save some money, SaveItPurse.com is a great way to do it. First thing you do, go over there, create an account at SaveItPurse.com, then get yourself some cryptocurrency. They sell it there, or you can go to Bitcoin.com, get some crypto wherever you want to do it, and then, well, then buy the things you want to buy at a discount at SaveItPurse.com. Let's go to Brian, calling in from Wisconsin. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask you guys what you thought about borders, open borders. You kind of want people to be able to travel back and forth between, you know, different countries and stuff, be a little bit more free that way, right?
Yeah, free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries.
See, I was thinking about that, and it kind of got me thinking about how you felt about maybe the police, and if you think that they should be able to go back and forth between borders, too, like, you know, cross jurisdictions.
Oh, that's interesting. Should the police be able to chase somebody into Mexico or Canada? If you're in hot pursuit.
Yeah.
Well, they can chase in hot pursuit across county lines, that's for sure, city lines and things like that. So,
well, we don't have immigration in between county lines, et cetera. This would be international lines.
When police cross international borders, they then become an invading force.
Mm-hmm.
When you have armed people, you know, in uniform crossing borders, you've got an invading force. Should they be able to? I don't know, but they do.
I don't know that they do.
Oh, you're saying the police don't.
I'm saying
armed people in uniforms do.
Okay.
Brian?
I mean, you could say anybody who's armed.
So, like a person who's moving to the United States who brings their gun with them from Mexico is an invading force?
Depends on what their intentions are.
Well, their intention in all likelihood is to get a job and work hard. The evidence.
Yeah, I guess so. Just kind of a thought that popped in my head. I was just if
police get their power,
leaving in open borders. If you believe all, like, not just people, normal people, but like also other things.
I think people have a right to travel. Police get their power. Police are people. So police have the right to travel as people. But as police, they do not. Policing is done in a given jurisdictional area, and your power comes from that jurisdiction. So, sure, a person who's a police officer should be able to cross the border into Mexico. As far as I'm concerned, he should be able to carry his gun because free people should be able to be armed. That's evidence of people. I don't think they should have any more right to be armed than anyone else, but they should have the right to be armed. Everybody should have the right to be armed when they travel. Then, once they get to Mexico, they have the right to act like anybody else. But if they start to arrest people and things like that, they are simply a brigand.
So you think that Mexican nationals should be able to enter the United States with firearms if they choose?
Yes.
And you think Americans should be able to enter Mexico with firearms if they choose?
I suspect they did that for more than 100 years.
And Canada. People should be able to go to Canada with guns.
Canadians should be able to own guns.
So these are just natural conclusions from the whole open borders theory.
These are theories that come from the belief that you own yourself.
Uh-huh.
So a person owns themselves, they're able to protect themselves. Thus, they're able to protect themselves. They're able to build tools. They therefore are able to build tools to protect themselves. That means they should be able to exchange with other people. So they should be able to exchange tools that protect themselves. And they should be able to travel as long as they're not, like, tramping on your rose bushes or something.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, they shouldn't be able to wear a groove through your yard or anything like that. But
do you think people should be able to use drugs if they choose?
Yeah, they own their bodies.
So do you think they should be able to travel internationally with guns and drugs if they choose?
They should be. Well, the reason that they do travel internationally, they currently do travel internationally with guns and drugs, is because the police have made it illegal to travel internationally with guns and drugs. So now we have to have guns and drugs in many cases. So now we have to have armed people bringing the drugs to the American populace, which is wishes to consume them. And whereas if they were
able
to...
And we do thank the CIA for their service on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that CIA for flying all that good stuff in. But
you think all of these things are, like, rights that are right now being abridged. Like, that basically people have the right, which is being infringed upon right now, but they have the right to travel internationally with drugs and guns, as they choose any country in the world.
I mean, I can imagine why an airline wouldn't want to take you. So, but, I mean, you know, maybe a bus company wouldn't want to take you. Maybe you got to walk from Florida to Mexico with your AK-47 slung over your shoulder and your bag of heroin in your pocket. And you're probably going to get robbed at some point. Maybe you'll be able to handle it with the AK. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, as a human right, that right exists. I don't see how anyone could argue that it doesn't exist. Is it a good idea to for us to allow that human right? Well, that's something that we could, you know, discuss. But I don't say that... I would not have the right to stop somebody from doing that.
Thank you. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Brian, anything else?
Nope.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. All right. I don't know whether respecting everybody's rights is a good idea, but those are the rights.
I think that if we shouldn't be respecting the right, then it's not a right. The rights are the things that we should respect.
Then do you? Then I guess I'm going to have to respect them, because I don't see how.
I think it's not a right.
A person, you don't think it's a right to have a gun?
I don't think it's a right to travel internationally.
What the hell is international travel? The international line is where two armies stop fighting. And that's true when it comes to the Mexican and the United States.
I don't think it's a right. I think that we allow it because it's a good idea, but I don't think it's a right.
You know, there's no such thing as a government, right? It's just a bunch of people claiming to rule you. So if a bunch of people claiming to rule you...
There's no such thing as a government.
It's not. I mean, it's just a bunch of people, right? And those people have no more rights than you do. And if you have the right to carry a gun, they don't have the right to tell you you don't. So that means the United States government doesn't have the right to tell you that you can't carry a gun all the way up to the border. And that means the Mexican government doesn't have the right to tell you you can't carry a gun there either. Why should the Mexican government tell you you can't come in?
Because it's their country.
How did it get to be theirs?
See, so here's the problem that we're having. Mark is talking from a philosophical perspective, and you're talking from a legal perspective of this is what exists currently. There are people that say that they are, you know, federales that will enforce fill-in-the-blank law.
Not so much
legal. And Mark is saying, here's how it should be.
Not so much legal as pragmatic. Well, I think that countries exist, and they have sovereignty, and they have the right to control their borders.
Well, the sovereignty they only got from kings. Do you think kings had the right to exist? They just killed themselves to the way to the top.
I think the people have a sovereignty.
The people aren't standing at the border trying to stop me from coming in. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Thanks.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. Many federal employees are worried, but an ally of the president says he's not backing down on his demand for a border wall. The president now says he doesn't know if he can strike a deal with the Democrats to get the government back open again. the standoff still deadlocked over building a border wall that the president said Mexico would pay for.
I have the absolute right to call a national emergency. Other presidents have called many national emergencies.
Senator Lindsey Graham says he tried to convince the president to get people back to work.
The president says, let's make a deal, then open up the government. Nancy Pelosi says, even if you opened up the government, I wouldn't fund a wall.
Democrats are insisting the wall is wasteful spending and it won't work anyway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
And we finished, to some extent, talking about several incidences of CPS getting involved in a variety of different ways, and the government interfering in your parenting and those sorts of things. And you're welcome to call in on that topic, and frankly, any other, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But, yeah, let's go to the phones. Here we got, it's Brian calling in from California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Brian, can you hear me?
You might have to unmute the thing that says phone on the board.
Yeah, okay.
And now let's try it.
There we are.
There we go.
I don't think from my end, because I have it muted. I'm watching you on YouTube.
We got you.
I do have it muted.
Okay.
Okay, we're good now?
Okay.
Yes, I did want to talk about when to call in CPS. And from my youth rights angle, I assure you, we in the youth rights movement are not any bigger fans of child protective services than you guys at Free Talk Live would be. However, from that youth rights perspective, I'm concerned that you guys might be holding a double standard of a kind, whether or not you're conscious of it. What would you say about any possible double standard about whether or not to call the cops when a parent hits a child, or whether or not to call the cops when a husband hits a wife? Are you concerned about any double standard on your part there?
Well, it doesn't always have to be a husband hitting a wife. Sometimes, oftentimes, it's wives hitting husbands. I can tell you that.
Yes, you got me then.
I wouldn't appreciate there's never been an instance where I hit my wife. And there's never been an instance where my wife hit me of any consequence, right? Like, there's been slaps on the shoulders, stop doing that. And I just tell her, look, let's just don't do that.
Okay.
That's how normal people interact. But I just don't think it should be done. So I don't think that you probably, if you're going to call the cops, be prepared for the relationship to be over, is what I'm saying. If somebody hits somebody else.
I do take your general point that it's a general rule. It's often, I take your point. It's very often unintended consequences when you bring in armed agents of the state.
I don't know if it's unintended. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell people is if you call the cops, expect the relationship to be over. Because
some of the unintended consequences are they show up at the wrong house, they throw a flashbang at a baby's crib, and they shoot somebody's dog.
That wasn't CPS, but yeah, it can happen.
In regard to your question, is there a double standard? Well, I don't think husbands and wives should be disciplining each other. I don't think that's something that's needed.
Unless they voluntarily agreed to that.
Unless they agreed to that.
Since you're using the word discipline, I want to apply two different issues with issues of human psychology and cognitive dissonance, where people rationalize spanking as discipline. One is the old, it's an old saw, but it's very true. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yep.
And that could be just as true for a parent-child relationship as for any other human relationship to rationalize.
Okay, a parent-child relationship is an unequal power relationship, and it should be.
No, I think that's ageist of you to say that.
You don't think that parents should have power over their children? It should be an equal relationship. If the child doesn't want to go to bed yet, they should be allowed to. If they want to have another couple of donuts, they should be allowed to.
Long story short, I think I've read Escape from Childhood by John Holt, a very neglected but very important book from 1974, and it makes a strong case for equal rights for the young as well as adults. And I want to mention the other of the two, psychological, human psychology issues is Stockholm syndrome.
Let me explain what the libertarian stance on child rearing is. So, had to think about this for a while. First off, I created a person in an incompetent situation, right? So if I were to get into an automobile accident with somebody, knock them, knock their spine out of whack and they can't walk or whatever, I'm responsible to care for them until they can be, put back whole in whatever way. Now, I may have insurance to help me pay for that, a variety of other things. But when it comes to, having a child, I've created an incompetent human being, and I'm responsible for creating a competent human being out of them. So I have a responsibility to a human being. Hold on. I'm just explaining the libertarian stance here. And
some libertarian. I'm libertarian, too.
Good.
So it's some libertarian stance you're giving me.
I think I'm going to do a pretty good job. Now, what I'm going to say is that this is my house. I own it. If you want to do whatever you want to do, my son or daughter wants to do whatever they want to do, that's fine. They can't do it necessarily in my house, on my property, without my permission. So,
John Holt has an interesting answer to that, what you just said, if you want to hear it.
Sure.
One of John Holt's proposals in that wonderful book, Escape from Childhood, is that if a child doesn't like the rules set up by his biological parents or legal guardians, that child can choose a different set of if they're not old enough to afford their own living space, they can choose a different set of caretakers in a different home. I mean by mutual agreement with the owners of that other home.
It sounds like child sex trafficking. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I'm sorry, there's going
to
be advertisements on being played during cartoons that says, don't like your parents? Come on over to here. And then they take them away like
the moral panic.
That's a moral panic?
That is part part of the moral panic that makes people just ridiculously overprotective of children, that you right away get to the sensationalistic.
Well, the problem is that children aren't competent to make their own decisions the way an adult is.
Right.
It's a debatable point how competent or incompetent.
A 2-year-old is incompetent. I don't think that's debatable. I don't think anybody's arguing that a 2-year-old can go get in a car and get in a job and make their own decisions about where they want to go and what they want to do.
And I can tell you this, is that we're a pretty welcoming household, and we'll help people that need help, and that includes kids that need help, and we've demonstrated that on more than one occasion. But what I can tell you is I have no interest in a 3-year-old who doesn't want to go to bed on time relocating to my house because they think that they're somehow abused at their house. What that sounds like is a petulant child who wants what they want, and I have no interest
again,
in that crap.
Mutual agreement. Well, right. That's totally because, again, we're both libertarians. We both acknowledge your property rights. If it's not by mutual agreement that child would move in with you, that would be, of course,
how's a kid
going to happen by mutual agreement between you and the kid.
How's a kid, in my case, my kid was rarely sent to a nursery school, has never been sent to a government school, how's that kid going to get his message across to a potential group of new parents? I mean, you can't use Facebook. They limit you to 16 years old. How are they going to get that information out to these parents that are going to save them from these terrible rules like a bedtime?
Well, of course, obviously, it's one of those things. It's like, how does any message get out for any mutually agreeable?
But it's not like every other situation. We're talking about children, and they are qualitatively different from adults.
Yeah, they really don't understand
consequences.
They'll
run away and go to grandma's house.
The evidence is they don't understand consequences, and the evidence is brain development doesn't finish until 25.
But, for that, I need you to read Robert Epstein's The Myth of the Teen Brain. It's a brilliant Scientific American article. Robert Epstein totally exposes the politically motivated pseudoscience between the nonsense.
The whole story that we did was about a 7-year-old, not a teenager.
Well, even so, I can tell you, as a teenager, I was dumb. I mean, just mouth-breathing dumb.
That's your Stockholm Syndrome. That's your Stockholm Syndrome.
Thank you for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the final segment of this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's possible I could get you on, so you can go to Discord at discord.freetalklive.com, get the app and call in that way, or you can use the regular phone lines. The number is 855-450-3733. Last caller was talking about children's rights, and he's obviously well-read. No way you could doubt that that guy knows his topic. I wonder whether he's ever had children. nonetheless, the guy knows his topic. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
If you want to know what I think about pillows, I think a pillow is the first place you ought to go. If you're having trouble sleeping, you get headaches during the day, you've got back issues, I think the first thing that you should do to solve that problem is get a new pillow. Mattresses are expensive. Not to say a mattress can't solve your problem and might not be the issue, but the first thing you should do is get a good pillow. Because if your pillow isn't holding your head and your neck parallel to the ground, like if your head's cranked up one way because the pillow's too fluffy, or cranked down the other way because it's one of those darn down pillows where it just, throughout the night, just sink your head down, then you need to get another pillow that'll hold your head and neck straight. My pillow's great for this, but there's many pillows that'll be great for this. What my pillow's awesome, unique selling proposition, I think, is that besides holding your head and neck in the proper position, you can wash it. But God knows what vile and disgusting things are living in your bed clothes and sheets and, these sorts of things. My pillow, wash it, all that stuff's gone, and you got a 60-day money back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You go to mypillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. If you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund of your purchase price. Mypillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to Kyle calling in from Illinois. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I was just calling kind of a personal point of view from the gentleman who responded or was talking about the children's rights.
Yes.
I'm a younger, quote-unquote younger. I'm 22. I was raised by parents who are from the born in the 50s, and I mean, I was spanked as a kid, and I've always had the most respect for my parents. I've never really, I don't know, wanted to go against them and go to a different house.
But never, you never thought about running away or anything like that?
No.
I was, I mean, more than one time walking down the driveway with what I considered to be the important things that I had, you know, ready to strike out on my own. God knows what I thought I was going to do, where I thought I was going to go, but I was going to go. So do you think that young people have the capacity to, I don't know, operate as adults? I'm talking about teenagers here. You know, let's say 15-year-old. Do you think a 15-year-old could fend for themselves if they had the legal capability of doing so?
I think 15 is kind of pushing it. I think 16 is kind of the cutoff.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you feel comfortable sending a 16-year-old to go fly to another country for maybe a summer program? You put them on a plane, they're going to go to another country, and they're going to go through immigration on their own. They're going to catch a bus in another country, and they're going to find their way to their summer program. Do you think a 16-year-old could do that?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm just going, like, based on,
I
like,
think some 16-year-olds could. I think some 30-year-olds could. There are some 50-year-olds that could not. So, you know, like, drawing a line of what age someone can travel internationally on their own, there's no way to actually do it where you cover 100% of people in that age group.
No, you're absolutely right, but I think that most 16-year-olds are going to have more trouble with that than someone who's older. I would be very hesitant to send a 16-year-old to go do that on their own.
I wouldn't send a 16-year-old to negotiate their employment contract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't expect them to do as well as I do at 47. Why? I've negotiated more than one employment contract, and you know, experience counts.
Well, I think
acumen counts.
I think one of the things that's supposed to happen in your teenage years, and maybe even in your early 20s, is it's supposed to be a transition period where your parents are training you to do these things, and they do these things with you. So it's not so much that you don't have the capacity to do these types of things, but you don't have the experience, and it's sort of like an apprenticeship period before you become an adult, is your parents are doing these things with you.
So now we're talking about how things should be, not how things actually are, because I don't know how
many
parents are actually teaching children
they probably don't
how
know.
To live on their own.
I don't think they know in half the cases. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Appreciate it.
I disagree, though. I think the parents are helping them. They're certainly teaching them how to drive, and then the first time the first time you go get an apartment, quite often you'll take your parents with you. The first time you go buy a car, you take your parents with you. I think most people do. I think some people don't. But most people do. Yeah, the first time they do those sorts of things, their parents assist them with.
I would hope my son would ask me to come along and help with those things that you're talking about right mm-hmm. there. If he didn't, I wouldn't expect him to do as well. Here's what I believe separates the teenage mind from, say, mine. I'm 47 years old. I've been thinking for the last decade about things like retirement, the consequences of my actions in the long term, how to make good decisions that are going to have the best results in the long run, not for what happens today, but for things that happen in a decade from now or two decades or even further, hopefully extending my life beyond the 80 years that probably I'm going to get to maybe 90 or 100 or 120, making the right dietary decisions. I'm drinking a Vitamix, like a gallon full of vegetables a day. And one of the reasons I'm doing that is because I think it's going to be better for my life in the long run. As a 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old, man, I couldn't see past next week.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wanted the thing that I wanted now, and, you know, whether it was drugs or cars or girls or whatever, I just couldn't see beyond any farther. My dad sat down with me and told me that if you put, I think it was $100, I think it was every week, away in a bank account that got this amount of interest, that you would be a millionaire by this date, right? Pardon me if I don't have my math exactly right. I mean, this was done for me a long time ago, but I did show my son something relatively recently. Look, this is what would happen if you put this amount of money away. And we started saving the money that he was earning and putting half away, and then half he got to spend on whatever he wanted to. And he's, you know, learning that. Hopefully I'm teaching him to think longer term so that when the teenage years come, he'll be better prepared for it. But I, in my experience, I did not have the mind to make decisions like, oh, well, you know, let's negotiate this employment contract. Let's make this decision that's going to, like, for God's sakes, college loans for college loans. These things, we're strapping kids with six-figure debt that they're going to be under for the rest of their lives. You think that they're capable of making that decision? I do not.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope, you know, in a perfect world, parents are helping their kids make good decisions. In an imperfect world, you've got kids making their own decisions. Because at that point, at 18 years old, I don't think the 18-year-old mind is that much better than the 16-year-old mind, to my mind. So, yes, they have to deal with the consequences of their actions.
We do hold minors to a different standard, to a different standard of responsibility with some exceptions. And there is a reason for that. And part of it might be inexperience, and part of it might be immaturity or a combination of the two. We have come up with an arbitrary bright line rule for this is when the rules change. And yeah, I agree it's arbitrary, but we had to come up with a bright line at some point. And the bright line is age 18.
For most things, and then there's other things where it's 21, and then other things where it's 26, and it's, you know, all completely arbitrary when you actually become a legal adult in this country.
That's because we can't do the test individually because everybody matures at different rates.
No. You want to sign up for the military and go overseas and kill foreign people that you've never met? Go ahead, do that at 18. But you want to have a beer afterwards, you've got to wait 3 years.
I agree with you on that
one. Oh, you want to get your own insurance? Well, no, you're on your parents' insurance for another 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can choose to have sex in many states at 16, therefore, and that presumably...
some states, 14.
Pregnancy goes along with that. I thought that had all been changed at this point, Daryl, but let's go with 16.
Pregnancy didn't go with it?
Alabama, it's 14 as long as the other party is not more than 2 years different.
Oh, yes. Right. That's true. So in some states, you can choose to have sex as low as 14, depending on who you choose to have it with. And obviously, pregnancy, there's a lifelong decision there.
Yeah.
In many cases, there's kids in prison for the rest of their lives for crimes that were committed at 12 and 13. Mm. So, yeah, we don't have an age of consent in this country. We've just got a bunch of arbitrary crap. It's supposed to be 18, but it's not. Yeah. Anyway, check us out at freetalklive.com.
We'll be back tomorrow because we're live every night of the week.
Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.